Tradition 7. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Being self-supporting is an important part of our new way of life. For the individual, this is usually quite a change. In our addiction, we were dependent on people, places, and things. We looked to them to support us and supply the things that we found lacking in ourselves. As recovering addicts, we find that we are still dependent, but our dependence has shifted from things around us to a loving God and the inner strength we get in our relationship with Him. We, who were unable to function as human beings, now find that anything is possible of us. Dreams that we gave up long ago can now become realities. Addicts as a group have been a burden to society. In NA, our groups not only stand on their own, but demand the right to do so. Money has always been a problem for us. We could never find enough to support ourselves and our habits. We worked, stole, conned, begged, and sold ourselves. There was never enough money to fill the emptiness inside. In our recovery, money is often still a problem. We need money to run our group. There is rent to pay, supplies, and literature to buy. We take a collection in our meetings to cover these expenses, and whatever is left goes to support our services and to further our primary purpose. Unfortunately, there is little left once a group pays its way. Sometimes members who can afford it give a little extra to help. Sometimes a committee is formed to put on an activity to raise funds. These efforts help, and without them, we could not have come this far. NA services remain in need of money, and even though it is sometimes frustrating, we really would not have it any other way. We know the price would be too high. We all have to pull together, and in pulling together, we learn that we really are part of something greater than ourselves. Our policy concerning money is clearly stated. We decline any outside contributions. Our fellowship is completely self-supporting. We accept no funding, endowments, loans, and/or gifts. Everything has its price, regardless of intent. Whether the price is money, promises, concessions, special recognition, endorsements, or favors, it's too high for us. Even if those who would help us could guarantee no strings, we would not accept their aid. We cannot afford to let our members contribute more than their fair share. We have found that the price paid by our groups is disunity and controversy. We will not put our freedom on the line.